go on.
What you were saying.
So they, first of all, they're sent to London. So they arrive in the country wherever they arrive, however they arrive, they're sent to a central area, and then they are dispersed. There are several dispersal areas in the country. That means they're sent to Cardiff or Glasgow or different areas, Bristol or London, and from there they stay a very short time to the area where they're sent, and it's very temporary, and then they are assigned to another place, so they get moved further on. Now, the situation generally with asylum seekers is they have £35 a week. So they get accommodation, which is often very bad, very poor. I mean, unbelievably bad. And they are given a £35 a week voucher. Now, it's often a Tesco voucher, £35 a week. So they have to do everything with that £35 a week. Now, you probably think if you have £35 a week pocket money, you'd have loads of money, wouldn't you? However, these people have to feed themselves and clothe themselves and occupy themselves. Sorry, sweetheart.
We have parents. They take care of us.
It's because we have parents and they take care of us.
That's right, yes. So you don't have to pay for everything. Okay, so they're given somewhere to sleep, which is a good thing. But apart from that, they're not allowed to work also, which is a really big issue. They have a card, an identity card, which says this person must not be employed in any capacity. So that's it. So they can't work to earn any money. And so what Oasis does, where you're visiting now, is it sort of helps to plug the gap in that. So it's somewhere they can come and, like you said, they can have activities going all the time. There's lots of sport goes on, running. There are running clubs, football, lots of things happen. And also every day then there's a lunch. They can get food here. And they mix. And there's advice and support. So when they've come, often left their families at home, and they're completely on their own. Okay. When they're completely on their own, and so they make friends here. They meet people from their countries, and they can mix with them. So Oasis fulfills a really vital role in just helping to keep them going while their claim for for refugee status goes through.
So basically, you wouldn't call. So the first stage is when they come in and they are seeking to move countries.
Yes,
they are called asylum seekers.
That's right.
So it's, you can only call them a refugee after they've gained government approves
after
it.
After they've given initially, if their claim is accepted by the Home Office, and it's a very tough thing because they have to come up with evidence, a lot of evidence, and sometimes that's very difficult to come by. But if their claim is accepted, they then become refugees. They're classed as refugees.
And they work. Once they get a refugee,
they can work. Yeah, they can work. So the big thing is, it's like good news and bad news, because they're provided with accommodation while they're asylum seekers. Once they become refugees, they're on their own. They do get job seekers allowance, which is sort of, you know, £70 a week, and they will get some housing benefit. But other than that, then they are expected to work straight away. Now, that's fine for some, but if they don't speak English, this is very difficult.
Is that permanent basis, the refugee, or is it like a year?
5 years.
5 years only.
Yeah. So they get leave to remain for 5 years. I think generally the thinking is that if they're coming from a country that's, you know, at war, in 5 years the situation might have changed. So there's a review after 5 years.
Right.
Yeah. So after 5 years they have a choice whether to continue and apply again. Or, of course, if they've been here for 5 years, they can apply for British citizenship. But that is very expensive. You know, it's about, you're looking at £1,200, £1,500. And if you've got a family, it's a serious amount of money. So that's the process. But what Oasis is about, really, is about that initial introduction into the UK, where they're asylum seekers, and it's a real struggle. It's a real struggle.
Does that make sense, everyone?
Do you understand? Yeah. Now, the worst part of the whole thing is if their claim is refused, as it seems initially, most claims are refused. Most of them. Then it's very traumatic. Bear in mind, they are already escaping from dire situations. Now, their claim here is refused. They are given 48 hours to vacate their accommodation, and their money stops. So there is no money and no accommodation.
And they're given a certain amount of time to leave then, or?
48 hours.
Well, leave the country.
No, nothing happens.
Well, they stay in the country, but...
Well, they can say, we want you to go in 28 days, but nothing's done about it. So they're on the streets. So this is why you will see a lot more asylum seekers on the streets now. With some of them, they find friends to stay with, but that's not always possible. The homeless services are,
stretched.
The destitution, it's called destitution. So a lot of asylum seekers who are refused become destitute. And so
Are they expected to leave then, Christine?
Well, I suppose. I don't think anybody cares.
So
I don't think anybody
just refused,
bothers.
And then
nothing's followed. Well, they disappear then off the system. To a certain extent, it suits their purposes to disappear. So this is the problem.
But they won't have any documents. They can't travel across borders.
No. They're often just on the streets. And if their English is bad, of course, it's really difficult. So, however, there is a lot of good news in this, because we have, for people who gain refugee status, they can go to college and they can get jobs and they can train. And after a certain time, if they've got a family, they can apply to bring their family over as well. But it's quite a long-winded and very, very stressful process. So what Oasis does, basically, it just helps them along that really, really tricky time in their lives. And we have a lot of people volunteer here as well, a lot of the asylum seekers, and that's quite good for them because it helps them build up a CV and some experience. So we have some people who come and work. They'll work in the creche or they'll work in the kitchens. We have a lot of people come and help in the kitchens and just volunteer generally to do other things and help each other. And they do all help each other. So they're very supportive of each other. They sort of do what they can. But, I know Haresh, who you saw on the desk, he was homeless for quite some time. And he told me that once you've been homeless, even if you become okay, it's always in your head that it never leaves you.
It still could happen again.
That's right, yeah, that you could be. And some of them have told me that how they survived, because some of the churches open their doors in the night. So, but if you've been to a church and sat on a pew, a hard wooden pew, and you know how cold they are generally, it's not really a very nice place to sleep. But that's they will open the churches will open their doors, and they will sleep, and then get turfed out, say at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they just have to manage whatever. So, I mean, there are a lot of churches in Canton. There's a group of 8 of them that open their doors in the night.
For the refugees.
And, refugees, yeah. And, well, for anyone who's homeless. So, suddenly there are a lot more homeless people around Canton. But it's probably because the churches are open in the night, so more people sort of settle there, really. So there's a lot more people sort of begging there. So, come on then, let's